Matthew chapter 10. William C. Morris' favorite saying was, "I accept to pass through this world but once. If therefore there be any kindness I can show, or any good thing I can do, my fellow being, let me do it now. Let me not defer nor neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again. The smallest good deed is better than the grandest intention, and if anyone given even a cup of cold water to one of those little ones who in my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward." While this specific passage refers to the subject of those who serve God, the principle has even broader application. How important is it to write a letter, make a phone call, to bring a meal, to visit a sick person, to give a hug, and so express brotherly love? Morris emphasizes the word now. God, through his Spirit, impels us inwardly to do a specific action, and who listens to his inner voice and responds immediately. The promise is that you won't be left without reward, whether they thank us or not, whether it is posted on our wall or not. God must reward every action of good done with a sincere and selfless heart. But not only is there a reward in the hereafter, there is also one here and now. There is a deep joy when we do good, unspeakable satisfaction, especially when it doesn't attract applause or publicity. It's an internal satisfaction, which in itself is also a reward. We have heard the testimony of pandemic-affected families commenting that angels left food at their doorstep. Were you one of those angels? Give what you have. To someone, it may be better than what you dare to think.